KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa has achieved its highest matric pass rate since the dawn of democracy.
This is the highest matric pass rate in the history of our country and should be a moment of great pride and celebration for us all.
The National Senior Certificate class of 2024 achieved 87.3%, an increase from the 82.9% recorded last year. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube announced the historic results in Gauteng last night. Over 615,000 pupils passed the NSC, with every province achieving an above 80% pass rate. Gwagube says this year also saw an increase of 6.9% in admission to bachelor's studies.
The Free State is the best performing province, increasing its pass rates from 89% to 91%. KwaZulu-Natal at number two. KwaZulu-Natal has obtained 89.5% matric pass rate. Number three is Gauteng.
The Fundamentum Property Group says a multi-billion rand infrastructure development project in Shongweni, west of Durban, will break ground in March. The West Town Square project will cost around 75 billion rand, with nine precincts set to be developed. The eThekwini municipality's Thembo Ntuli says the project will significantly boost the local economy.
And the city is going to receive a revenue of 500,000. But at the same time, our people, they are going to get an opportunity to have a space to trade and also have tourism aspect in the development itself. And that will be done through the people within the area here, within the city, and go to an extent of other places, because we do want tourists, when they come, to experience things that are happening in our city and in our country and in our province.
In the US, officials in Los Angeles say they expect fire weather conditions to continue until tomorrow. 21 people are reported dead, while 23 others are missing. Firefighters are racing to get the fires under control as they prepare for the return of high winds. Lyndon Pronto is a former firefighter in California.
We're talking about an urban conflagration right now where it's going house to house, and that's not a normal situation that you can do effective wildland firefighting with. You have to completely change your tactics.
The state's governor says it could be the most expensive disaster in U.S. history, but L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is refusing to apologize for allegedly cutting the city's fire budget.
My focus is on us being prepared as a city for tomorrow. When we are past this period, there will be an evaluation of everything that went on.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front, back home, mostly clear skies expected across KZN today. Durban's a high of 29 degrees, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 32. For News Watch and in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.